Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I'm going to contribute to Emily's discussion topic of your top 10 must-have cosmetics or skincare products. Now, I don't wear a lot of makeup, so I am probably not going to manage 10, but I'm going to give it a shot. So I wanted to say first, Emily mentioned a makeup palette called Naked, and not just for visually impaired people being easy to apply, but also if you've got a young daughter. Jodie, our daughter, is 12 and she was bought one for her birthday last year, it proved very easy to apply, and they're very natural colours, as Emily said. So if your daughter's experimenting, she's getting to that age where she wants to dabble with a bit of makeup, it's good, because she can't really make herself look like a clown. Well, not really. So just thought I'd add that, just to say that it's a good one for young girls to try as well. Okay, so my number one must-have product is a hot cloth cleanser. I'm very big into sort of cleanse, tone, moisturise. I don't use soap on my face at all. I've quite sensitive skin, can get a touch of eczema, and used to have a combination skin with the oily T-zone. So hot cloth cleansers, you can get a few, but I've really, really like the number 7 hot cloth cleanser, which you get from Boots. But I am trying one at the moment, which is cheaper, and it's Superdrug's own brand, and I'm trying it because Superdrug are completely cruelty free, and that appeals, and it's also cheaper, and it comes with a muslin cloth, and it's huge compared to the other hot cloth cleansers that I have seen and tried. The muslin cloth that you get with the Superdrug's own brand one is huge, so which is really, really great, because what you do, you put a bit of the, you wet your face, well, not completely saturate it, but dampen your face, and then get some of the cleanser and massage it into your skin, face and neck, and then you put the muslin cloth into hot water, hand hot water they say, wring it out, and then hold it over your face for a couple of seconds, and it opens your pores, and then you gently wipe away the cleanser with the cloth. So you're getting an exfoliation every day as well as a cleanse, but it's a gentle way of doing it. And so this cloth is great, and up to now, I've only used it a few times up to now, but it is proving to be quite nice. I'm not sure about the smell, it's not as nice as some others, but it seems to be okay, and it's easy to use, and it's easy to get off as well. So that's my number one, the hot cloth cleanser. Okay, number 2 is the number 7 Protect and Perfect range. Now, I'm not singling out one product, because I use the whole range. I use their eye cream, the day and night creams, and their serum, which you put underneath your day cream. And these are great products. They seem to agree with my skin. They don't cause any sensitivity. They don't bring me out in blemishes or anything like that. And of course, when you get past sort of, when you get to your mid to late 30s and then 40 and onwards, you need to take a little bit more care of your skin with the odd fine lines and wrinkles and things, and, you know, keeping it plump and everything. And I find that they are really nice products to use. The creams feel quite thick when you apply them, but they don't, they sink in really well, and you don't need an awful lot, so they last a long, long time. So if I was going to pick one of them, it would probably be this serum, I guess, that I'd pick. So, okay, so we'll say number 2, Boots Protect and Perfect. They're not massively expensive if you compare them to the likes of Elemis or Decalior or things like that, or Gatineau. But they do last a long time, and sometimes if you shop online, you can get good deals with Boots. You can get number 7 bundles, and they will be quite reduced. And you can also sometimes get 3 for 2 on their products as well. And you can get a Boots Advantage card, and you get 4 points for every pound that you spend. So it's all good, really. But yeah, okay. Number 3. We are back to Superdrug, and I always use, after I've showered or had a bath, I always use a body lotion. So I like I have quite dry skin on my arms and legs, so I like to use something quite moisturising. But I also like to be able to get dressed pretty quickly afterwards because I don't like to faff about. You need something, you know, you're on the go. You need something to go on and go. And I found that Superdrug, so again, very cruelty-free, have their own, it's a body lotion, and they do a shea butter and sweet lime and shea butter and vanilla, I think. Is it vanilla or is it? I think it's vanilla. And they come in tubes, big tubes, like about, I think they're about 200 mils. And they're quite thick, but not too thick, but they go on really smoothly. You don't have to really, really massage it in. You can just quickly, you know, rub it in and then pretty much, you know, get dressed and go. So I like those. They're really good and quite inexpensive. They're only about, are they about £5 or something for a tube? And quite often I got them recently and I got buy one, get one free, I think it was. So Superdrug on their own brands quite often have good offers. So that's one to look out for if you're on a budget. Or, you know, you just don't want to spend an awful lot on skincare because, you know, you've got other things to spend money on. Superdrug have some really good value products. So that one, it's their own shea butter and either sweet lime or I'm sure it's vanilla body lotion. So that is number three. Excuse me. Number four, I'm back to Boots with number seven, and it's their Airbrush Away primer, and it's basic. You'd use it really, I suppose, before you put makeup on, but I don't use makeup. But if I'm going out or something, you know, you might have the odd little blemish, or maybe you need to tone down your skin because you've got a bit of sunburn or something. It's really easy to apply. You just put some in, like on your fingers, and massage it onto both sort of hands, not your whole hand, obviously, just your fingers, and then put it on your face. And then just massage it in, and it's really smooth and easy to massage in, and just, you know, to sort of spread over your face evenly. And I've asked Jodie because I was like, oh, you know, because it's quite, I got it with a bundle, so it was thrown in for practically nothing, but it's quite expensive to buy on its own, I think. So I asked Jodie, I said, does it make a difference? And she said, yeah, it does. It doesn't cover everything completely, but it tones things down. Like if you've got a blemish, it'll tone it down a bit, or, you know, a bit of pigmentation or whatever off the sun, it'll tone it down and blend it in a bit more than it was. I wondered if you used a lot more of it, if it would work better, but I've not experimented with that because I didn't want to overload and cause sensitivity. But that is, it's a good product because you don't have to sort of faff about getting someone to help you put it on or check that you've done it right or anything like that. It's, you're just kind of good to go. And it does dry very, it goes on and it feels like, you think, oh, it's a bit wet, but it dries very quickly and it's absolutely fine. So you would have quite a matte finish to put your makeup on if that's what you want to do. Bear with me 1 minute. Pause button. Sorry about that. I'm a little bit croaky after my cold water challenge. Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4 products, I think, isn't it? Yeah, 4. So the next product I'm going to move on to is Gail Heyman. Now, this is an American company, and she does makeup and skincare. But the one thing that I like and I'm never without is, and it lasts for ages, so I don't need to buy it very often, which is good, is Gail Heyman Lip Lift. And you can basically, it's like a lipstick, but it's not a block colour. So if you don't wear makeup like me and you don't want kind of like a slash of block of colour across your face, on your lips, it's more sheer than that. It's more of a kind of sheer tint, I guess. And she does different colours. There's kind of a rosy pink one, I think it is, and there's a browny coloured one, if that's, you know, what you want. And she also does one called 14 Karat Gold, which has shimmer in it, which is nice if you're going somewhere, you know, where you want to be a little bit more glitzy, I suppose, a little bit of glamour. And she also does one that has no colour in it at all, which I think is great just for every day if you want a moisturiser on your lips. Or if you're in the kind of work where you can't wear makeup, you can still put something on and have that little bit of sheen on your lips. They're very easy to apply, very smooth. They've got vitamin E and aloe vera in them, so very conditioning. And as I said, they last for absolute forever. And you can get them off QVC, which for anyone who doesn't know is a shopping channel, and they sometimes have some quite good offers on there and things at a reduced rate. Now, she also does a lip gloss, which is, you know, comes in the tube with the applicator, and she does the 14 karat gold in that. So if you want something a bit more special, a bit more glossy for a night out, then, and you like your lip glosses, then you could use that, and it goes on really nicely, and you do get a bit of a tingle when it goes on, but it kind of plumps up a little bit, plumps your lips up a little bit, but nothing stupid. Don't think it kind of, you know, but that's very conditioning as well, and it doesn't feel too gloopy when it's on, I don't think. So that's Gail Heyman lip lift for number 5. And number 6, and I think this is probably where I'm going to end, is L'Occitane en Provence. Now, L'Occitane, as it sounds, is a French company. They use all natural products, high grade essential oils. And what I like about them is that they don't use sulfates in their products. They use natural foaming agents. They use copra, which comes from coconut. And they do the most lovely hand creams. They do lots of different fragrances, lots of different textures. They do a shea butter one, which is absolutely, it's really thick. In fact, if you squeeze it out of the tube, it will stand up. You can use that for putting on your hands at night, and then, you know, maybe put a pair of cotton gloves on, and it's really, really moisturizing and lasts a long time. A little goes a long way. But if you're not, I mean, that is lovely, and it is a it's something that I'd like to never be without, but it is a little bit more on the pricey side, L'Occitane is. But if I can, I will use it, because it is so natural and lovely, and like I say, lasts a long time. They do lots of different fragrances. They do a verbena one, which is lemon, which is a lighter texture. They do rose, they do cherry blossom, they do lavender, I think. Lots and lots. You'd be able to find a fragrance that suited you, whether you like the florals or the more fresh fragrances. So that's my number 6, and I am just going to move on to number 7, and I'm sticking with L'Occitane. And again, L'Occitane is sold on QVC, and you can get some good deals. You can buy kind of bundles, larger amounts, so you'll pay out more, but you'll get more. So like L'Occitane soaps would be my number 7. They are gorgeous. They stay solid. They stay in the shape that they came in, not like some cheaper soaps that, you know, kind of squish all up. And they do a milk soap, which is, again, has no sulfates in it. They last for months on end. And they are, the milk soaps are gentle enough because they have quite a high proportion of shea butter in them. They are gentle enough to use on a baby or toddler's skin. And they're lovely. They do their shea butter soaps in lots of different fragrances again, so you could pick one that suited you. But they appeal to me because they're really natural, no nasty chemicals in, last for ages, and gentle enough when Jodie was a baby, gentle enough to use on her skin as well without a worry, because she did have eczema as a baby and toddler. So yeah, so that L'Occitane, again, it's a treat. It's something I would like never to be without, so it would be one of my must-haves. But they do last a long, long time, and if I get them, I get them from QVC. But I have found out that there is a L'Occitane shop in Exeter, so I may pay them a visit one day. So if you are interested in L'Occitane, they do have shops around the country, in mainly I think in city centres, but you could Google it and find out if there's one near you, and you could go in and have a browse and have a smell. And yeah, I would say they're kind of one of those things like Lush, where everything smells delicious, you know, almost good enough to eat, and very natural as well, very careful about what they use. But if you want to watch a demo, you will find L'Occitane QVC at some time or other. Okay, that's 7 products, skincare apart from the Gail Heyman, I'm afraid. But I'm hoping other people will share, because I think it's really interesting to see what everybody likes. And the chaps as well, because some men are very, you know, particular about the skincare or toiletries. You know, good to share. So yeah, I think that's it for now. Hoping to hear other people's contributions, and thanks, Emily. I think it's a really good topic to raise. I think it's really handy. The one thing I would say that I've just remembered is the Superdrug products. Jodie has just pointed out to me that their packaging on some things isn't very distinctive. On the cleanser, it's sort of silver writing on a silvery background, and she said even for Jodie it was quite hard to read without her glasses. Just to be aware of that. And the other thing I should mention is that L'Occitane put Braille on almost all of their products, so that is fab. And they don't just put it on the boxes, it's actually on the bottles. So they do shower gels and they do skincare as well. So if you've got a couple of shower gels on your shelf in your bathroom and you read Braille, you would be able to tell which L'Occitane product you were going to use. And they have Braille on boxes as well. And they do tins of 100% shea butter, and there will be Braille on the tin, embossed onto the tin as well. So if you want your products with Braille and you can afford a treat, L'Occitane is the way to go. Okay, I will end it there because I think I've rambled on for long enough. Hope other people will contribute, and I'll speak to you all soon. Have a good weekend. Bye.